This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherie Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Are you looking for a powerful theatrical experience that brings history, mystery, and social commentary to the stage? Then Molly Street, opening at the Theatre, Sandton Theatre on the Square on the 4th of March until the 8th of March, is for you. It is a gripping tale of love, loss, and justice. I'm delighted to have Peter Churu, the writer and director of the show, as my guest now to tell me more. Peter, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Cherise, for having me. You're a little bit too quiet. Your volume is very low.
Oh, I'm sorry. Craig is going to see if he can help us. Yeah, yeah. Is that better?
Craig, I can hear you now.
Craig is a master. Peter, it's set in the 1960s in Chiretsi in Zimbabwe. Why there and then?
Oh, so Chiretsi is, in the 1960s, Chiretsi is a growing settlement. As an agricultural production center, the attraction of labor to come and work on the sugar plantations. So there's a lot of men coming from all over the country, and perhaps even from the sub-region. So because of that growing center of industrial activity, there's so much traffic of people coming there looking for various opportunities. And so we had Molly coming there without any skills. She had no education, she had no money, she had no family support, and she comes there basically to try and find an opportunity for herself. And the only clear opportunity for her was to become a sex worker in Chiretsi.
Okay, so Molly is a fact or fictional character?
You know, Molly is, yes, there is about maybe saying 30% of fiction, and the other 70% is actual reality. This is a woman who lived in the 60s and came to a very sad ending, and then her spirit comes back to haunt the town in search of revenge, or if you want, justice.
Peter, you are not from Chiretsi itself. How did you learn about the story? And tell me a little bit about where you are from.
Right, I'm not from Chiretsi myself. However, I've since build relationships with people in Chiretsi. I read a newspaper article from one of our leading newspapers here in Zimbabwe, and I was immediately attracted to this newspaper story, which spoke of the local town council honoring a sex worker by naming a street after her. That really caught my fancy, and I was really intrigued, because as far as I know and as far as I could tell, it had never been done anywhere in the world. That it was happening in my own country was really, really so impressive. And I sought to go and find out, dig up on this woman. Why this woman? Why? What happened to her? And what I found was totally, totally amazing. And that then became the resulting play, Molly Street.
When you went to Chiretsi, did you do interviews with people? I mean, it is an incredible story that a street is named after a woman. But how did you put the pieces of Molly together?
I did more than 6 or 8 visits to Chiretsi. Talking to people, and the people of Chiretsi were ever so generous, in the sense that they took me around, showed me the beer hall where Molly used to frequent during her lifetime, and they also showed me spots where the ghost of Molly was sighted. And people gave me testimonies of their personal encounters with the ghost of Molly. And there were elderly people who themselves spoke of their encounters with Molly during her lifetime. People in their like 70s, 80s. And I had no doubt that these people were telling me the truth. And there were others who spoke of the story of Molly having been passed on to them by their own parents and grandparents. So by talking to all these people, even local council officials were able to take me and point me to the spot where Molly's old heart used to stand, where she caught her death in a fire.
Wow, it's an incredible story, Peter, but it's also a supernatural story. And to what extent do you feel you are speaking for Molly?
You know what? I've always believed that the story of Molly is not my creation. I think Molly found me. And I've always believed that as writers or storytellers, we are here representing others that have been before us. And I just happen to be lucky in the sense that I'm the chosen one to be telling this amazing, totally and truly amazing story that perhaps is quite emblematic or symbolic of the world that we live in. Molly is this. If you hear about her origins, you hear about the experiences that she went through, and then you hear about the way that she died, and that nobody ever faced justice for the death of Molly. But that's 70 odd years later, she's now here speaking out herself in a play. That's I just feel so privileged. And I'm a firm believer in the supernatural. I think there is a world out there that we perhaps do not understand, but which we should embrace.
Peter, how old was Molly when she died? And also, how old was she when she came?
So Molly must have been about 16, 17. So she was a child. She ran away from an arranged marriage. So she runs away after her husband forces her to commit an abortion. So she flees from her husband. She knows she can't go back to her family because the family have taken wealth from this man. And if she goes back to them, the man is just going to come and demand his wealth back. So her options are so limited. And she decides she's going to leave her family, her friends, her home, her couch and everything. And she goes off to start a new life, basically. So she must have been around 16, 17. And then when she died, she was merely around maybe 26, 28. So she died pretty young.
Peter, to what extent is Molly's story very typical, and to what extent is it very unique to Molly? It sounds like she is, and I'm sure the character that you have created that we will be able to see starting from the 4th of March is a larger than life character. And the fact that so many people remember her in so many different ways.
Molly meant so many different things to so many different people. But the legend that the people of Chiredzi shared with me was of the most beautiful, elegant young woman. She was of rather large build, and was very light in complexion, very flamboyant, and she very, very confident as well. That's the sort of legend that was passed on to me and my research team when we were creating the play. What I then found quite remarkable, and which actually got me to to invest so much of myself in this story is the fact that perhaps Molly represents so many young women all over the world. Not so long after the Olympics, we had a story of a gold-winning Olympian from Uganda dying exactly the same way. She, her husband, her boyfriend actually set her on fire, and she died from that fire. He himself succumbed to wounds from the same fire. And then you also, if you want to do a bit of research all over the world, you hear of stories happening not just on the African continent, in Europe, in America, in Asia, particularly in Asia. You hear of stories where, because of religious beliefs, families can cause death by fire for violations of traditions, culture, and religion. So the story of Molly is quite unique, but not just unique to Zimbabwe alone. I think it's a world emblematic story, which perhaps will say something to all of humanity.
Okay, I'm going to give the details, and then we're going to talk about how it's been received in Zimbabwe. So I just want to tell you that it is happening at the Theatre on the Square in Sandton. It's opening on the 4th to the 8th of March, and tickets are available on Quicket or directly through the theatre. Peter, what was the reception to Molly Street in Zimbabwe when you opened?
So we opened Molly Street last year in, I think it was around August, at a one-hander theater festival. We came in and as a completely unknown, we were programmed to perform in the dead hours of the festival, which was like an afternoon sport during the festival. And unfortunately, or fortunately for everybody who was there, The play just really struck a chord with the audience. People with the whole theater, when you consider that it was made up of perhaps university students who at the best of times are not always the quietest of audiences, but they were spellbound. For the duration of the performance, there wasn't, you could hear a pin dropping. And then at the end of the performance, there was this huge standing ovation. And I was crying my eyes out, I'll be honest with you. Not from the play, but from the reception and from the feeling of, wow, it's all come together on the night. It was amazing. And you know, as a result of that performance and subsequent performances, the play, I have been nominated for Best Script Writer, and my actress has been nominated for Best Actress in our Zimbabwe National Arts Merits Awards, which are happening tomorrow night. So I'm hoping, and fingers crossed, when we get to Joburg, we will have two gongs in our hands. That would really be nice. It's been a beautiful reception.
Congratulations, as we might say, Mazel Tov. That really is a great achievement, and we are all holding thumbs for you. It's also coming to the Market Theatre, and then it's going also international this year.
Yes, it's coming to, it has been already to the Market Theatre, where we performed at the Kazakamba Theatre Festival to very, very special acclaim. You know, we got a five-star review from one of the newspapers there. And then now we are coming to Theatre on the Square, and we are really excited. But beyond that, we've already been accepted for a spot on the Edinburgh Theatre Festival. So we're all excited, but we're also arranging other performances, not just in England, but we want to do some other European theatres as well. So Molly is on the up and up and up.
What do you think it is about Molly that has touched so many people and so quickly?
I think the universality of the story of Molly. The human condition has been given an opportunity to look at itself, and which is what theater does. Theater holds up a mirror to society, and sometimes, and very, very special times, it strikes the right chord, where the mirror is looking at us, and the mirror doesn't, you know, it doesn't interpret things. It just tells you exactly what, warts and all, and you can just see yourself. And I think that is what has happened with Molly Street. It's people can identify with it, and people can see that this is a story that could, Molly could be in my own house, in my own big garden, my own backyard. So what am I going to do, or what shall I do to make sure that there isn't another Molly in my own lifetime, in my own household, in my own family? So that is what I think is making that huge impact with our audiences.
Peter, you mentioned you are up for an award as well as the actress. Her name is a little bit difficult for me at the moment to pronounce, but tell me about the actors and actresses that will be performing at the Sandton Theatre on the Square.
Okay. We bring a really amazing, talented actress called Chido Changu Tenga. Chido is a graduate of the University of Zimbabwe's Theatre Arts Department. And this is perhaps her first or her first major performance of, or let me call it a statement performance on the stage, and she's been truly amazing in the way in which she embraced the universe of Molly. She embraced and gave utmost empathy to the story of Molly. So she became Molly and Molly became her. So the two have become really compatible, and she's bringing amazing, amazing performances.
And there's one more actor as well.
Sorry, say that again.
No worries. And there's another actor as well.
I'm sorry. I've been overtaken by events. I'm in a class, so I'm in a class.
Okay.
And I took advantage of my lunch breaks to have this interview with you. My friends and colleagues have come back to class.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah,
I'm going to give all the details you need not say. But thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And good luck for tonight. And looking forward to seeing you at the Sandton Theatre on the Square.
That's lovely, Charisse. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you all at the theatre.
That was Peter Churu. He is the writer and director of the show Molly Street. And let me just give you those details. It is at the Theatre on the Square. It opens on the 4th of March. It runs until the 8th. Tickets are available on Quikit or directly through the theatre, through the Quikit website. Or, if you're very lucky, Daphne may answer the phone, but you can call the box office on 011 883 8606.